A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord, my God, has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." The word of the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Glorify the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He sends forth his command to the earth. Swiftly runs his word. He spreads snow like wool. Frost he strews like ashes. He has proclaimed his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not done thus for any other nation. His ordinances he has not made known to them.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Verbum Domini.
Amen.
Anytime we do something, whatever it is, God calls us to do all things with love. And that is what St. Paul says. And this is what Jesus is speaking to us today. He's saying that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. And this is the mission of Jesus. Jesus comes out of love, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. And this is how Jesus fulfills the law. So here in this reading from the gospel, you know, we have Jesus who was addressing his disciples. Right before this, Jesus gave us the Beatitudes. He then tells us that we should be a light in the world, and we should let this light shine brightly. You know, meaning that we should be the light of God's love through our word, through our example. Well, right now, he's talking to us again about the type of motivations we should have. And Jesus is showing us how to fulfill the law. Well, first, what is this law Jesus is talking about? The law refers to, of course, the Ten Commandments, the first five books of the Bible, the Old Testament, you know, which is called the Pentateuch. And then, you know, everything written in the prophets and the wisdom books. So this is the entirety of the Old Testament. This is the law here. At the same time, you know, there were scribes who wrote out how the law should be followed. And it was very detailed. See, but where they went wrong here is that they were merely only satisfied in following the law. That was their motivation. He says, well, I'm following the law, and this brings me satisfaction. So that's why they kind of veer off the original intention for the law and the prophets, which is to help us be like God, and ultimately to love like God. So that was really kind of far from their minds. I mean, the law to them even had some kind of end to it. Like, okay, well, I'm obeying the law. I did my daily prescriptions of the day, you know, my practices, and so I am fine. I am good. You know, I observe the Sabbath. Okay, that makes me right. No, but what happens in between that is that, you know, often, as Jesus calls out these scribes and Pharisees, is that they weren't living the law. Yeah, it's not enough just to say, okay, yeah, I did what I was supposed to do. But then they weren't even doing that at times as well. Now, Jesus in Matthew chapter 23, he tells the disciples, let your righteousness surpass that of the scribes of Pharisees. Yeah, follow what they teach, but do not do what they do. He says they do not practice what they preach. So that was the life of the scribe and Pharisee at the time of Jesus. Now, of course, there were some exceptions. There were some good ones. We hear of those that were trying, those who were really trying to see the intention of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus. You know, those men. No, but for the most part, they just didn't follow this. And so, like, we could learn so much from this gospel passage, because whatever we do for God, what God calls us to do, it always should be rooted and grounded in love. Now, the scribes and Pharisees had all these commands, the law, and everything written about the law. There was just so much to do. And for many, it became a burden, or people saw it as a burden. So this is heavy. No, and you know, for us, you know, when we look at, say, the laws of God. We see the teachings of Jesus in Scripture. We see how the church explains these teachings and how we are to live them out. No, they can be feel like they're heavy. No, this is heavy. No, this is hard to follow. And it is, because, you know, like, as we know, this Christian life is a battle of flesh and spirit. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But for us to approach the law with the way God intends us to, is to approach it with love, that we are here to follow these commands out of love for God. Because God, you know, did not give us these commands and these laws so that we could have a boring, difficult life, so they can walk around heavy, you know, under like a heavy burden or yoke or something. No, he gave it to us because he loves us, so that we can live as he called us to live, as he called us to live. And this is what we see in Jesus. Jesus living, Jesus fully God, fully man, the divine person, but as man, he's living his humanity to the fullest. And he's doing that by not abolishing the law, but fulfilling it, showing us how to live it. He's here for the love of the Father. You know, he says it throughout the Scriptures. He says, I come to do the will of the Father. That's all love there. You know, and that's his obedience, but it's rooted in love. And so should our obedience, our motivation should always be love. And that's why, you know, this is what God calls us to, is first to know his love. Remember that it says in the catechism that, hey, why were we created? To know, love, and serve God. So it begins with knowing God loves us. That, yes, he gave us all these things because he loves us. You know, and to savor that, to be comforted in that, to be strengthened, that I'm loved by God who gives me life, who's showing me mercy at this moment by giving me more opportunity to know him, to draw closer to him. So here I am getting to know God's love. He created me. All of creation he gives to me. Jesus comes and dies for me. This is great love here. And then to know this love, to know and then to love him in return. Well, here I am learning about the love of God, how he's called me. And so I love him in return. And in loving him, then we serve him. See, and so, yeah, Jesus is giving all of these commands to the disciples. You know, and of course, they're kind of a little bewildered by it, you know, because Jesus points out some of the old teachings, the old requirements, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You know, they says, well, that's not the way it should be. You know, Jesus will at some point say, St. Peter asked Jesus, he says, how many times should I forgive my brother? Seven times? Jesus says seven times 77. That means to always to do that. You know, so they're a little stuck because, well, they've had the wrong interpretation of the law. This is the new law. It says, well, how do we follow this? But then comes grace. See, this is what we all receive, is grace. We have the grace of the sacraments, an encounter with Jesus Christ, a holy inheritance that is given to us. And through this grace, we enter into the mysteries of the life of Jesus. And we need to be more aware of this, because this is what really helps us to be like God, is grace. Now, God, grace, of course, is this divine favor God gives to us, but it is really his sharing of his life and love, and it's being imparted to us, and this is what we must seek and to grow in, so that we can truly love as God loves, and then that means to see as he sees, but then yet so that we can be conformed in our mind and our hearts to him. Okay, that is ultimately where we want to go. This is the kind of union that we seek, is to love God in this way and then to love others as he's called us to love. So, yeah, these commands may sound burdensome, but they begin with knowing that we are loved by God. And Jesus, in Matthew chapter 11, he says, come to me, all you who are labored and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. That means, hey, living this life, we need help. And Jesus is always there to help us. No, he's always there to show us the way. That's what he's doing here, the way, the truth, and the life. So we don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to like fix ourselves before we go to the Lord. We says, Lord, help me. And there he is. That's where he meets us in our need. And so, hey, there we go. He only to raise us up. And then as we find rest in him, then we do all things for love of him. And it's not so burdensome. And so, brothers and sisters, we come to Jesus. And through his grace, through his help, may we love him with all our heart, soul, and strength, and strive to love our neighbor as ourselves. God bless you all.